went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. And when you walk in the front door of the building, we are the first office on your right. And the purpose of this show, When Your Health Matters, is to discuss healthcare topics that relate to the underlying reasons for why people get health concerns. Health concern in this country is something that isn't addressed appropriately. We have a healthcare system. We pay health insurance. They put us through our paces. If you're anybody over the age of 65, your new full-time job after retirement is going to the doctor, whether it's going for a screening, going for a test, going for a follow-up, going for more testing, going for getting results, going for procedures, whatever the case happens to be, they're just going to keep you trapped in the web of the healthcare system. And the challenge is that people are getting, quote, care, they're getting treatment, but they're not getting well. I can't imagine the last time that a patient came into my office and told me that, my doctors started taking me off my medications because I don't need them anymore. And I'm pretty sure anybody out there that once they get put on medication, the expectation is, at least from their medical doctor's perspective, is that they're going to be on that medication essentially for the rest of their life. Whether you have high blood pressure issues, that's a lifetime treatment. Whether you have cholesterol issues, that's typically a lifetime treatment. If you have diabetes issues, that's definitely a lifetime treatment. And if you have any other health concerns, chances are you're going to get one or more medications to combat whatever the symptom is that you have. The most recent commercial that I get a kick out of is the one where the woman is suffering from depression and she's taking her medication as the doctor and the patient understood to be the right way to take the medication, and yet she says that I still have depression and I still feel depressed. And the doctor says, well, that's typical. You should expect to feel that way. And it's kind of like, well, why should you expect to feel that way is my question. And so they want to offer her a second medication to go on top of the first medication just so a person can feel normal inside their body. And it just seems to me that if you understand the basis of why one gets depression, that's based on liver stagnation and liver stress, and they're giving you medications and multiple medications. The challenge is all those medications have to be processed by the liver that's already stagnant and malfunctioning. That's only going to make it malfunction even more, which is going to create more depression. So it doesn't surprise me if your depression medication isn't working, because it's going to create more depression. So it's kind of frustrating if you are a consumer in the U.S. healthcare system. If you want to get out of the U.S. healthcare system and get into the just being healthy and not being in a system that treats disease and keeps you stuck, if you want to be healthy, I'm hoping that that's why you tune into this show. And if you're new to the show, I'm here each week to share some information I feel is important for the health and wellness of you and your family and friends. And when you have questions, I'll ask you to go to my main website, which is a wealth of information. It's over 210 different condition pages that teaches the medical profession, teaches the alternative perspective, and gives you the understanding of what you need to do to go forward with your health if you've been given a particular diagnosis or have even done your own research and think this is what your healthcare problem is. And so it's a wealth of information. There's radio shows associated with certain topics, hopefully most topics. There's videos, and of course there is the text associated with it. And it's designed to empower you to better health. And there's a whole section on the website called Ask Dr. Why, which teaches you why you have the conditions that you have. There's over, I think, 40 different articles that address the why specifically for why you would have particular symptoms. And it's important for you as the consumer to gain the understanding that you need in order to take back control of your health and take back control of your life. And so appreciate you being here. If you ever need to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone directly. That's at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I'm sure we'll mention that again throughout the show. It is the fastest way to get a hold of me. I'm going to be the one answering the phone. So if you have a question and you want to get it answered, that's the quickest way to get a response. If you're into texting, please don't text that phone because it doesn't receive texts. But if you want to do the texting thing, you can send me an email. My email address is docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. I answer emails in between patients pretty much throughout the day, throughout the week. Even on weekends, people are surprised that I get back to them on a weekend. But if you understand my purpose and my passion, it's to help you never have to be sick. Knock on wood, I can say that I haven't had any kind of sickness that I would feel that needs any kind of medical intervention or treatment in over 20 years. And I think more people should come over to my side of the equation as opposed to constantly masking symptoms with toxic medications known to have harmful side effects, and then set yourself up for having surgical interventions to where they change your physical structure and change your life for the rest of your life, assuming that you survive the procedures. And so it's important for us to understand what health is. It's important for us to take a look at what our current system of health care is, and the man that helps me do that each week, his name is Mark Sabin. He's a good friend of mine. He's an interfaith minister. He's the man that actually was the officiant at my marriage to my lovely wife, Maria. And he's in studio with me across the table here. And we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. You know, just listening to that whole opening monologue that you gave there today, it just really makes me think that we don't really understand what health is, and we certainly don't understand what health care is.
Well, we know what health isn't.
That's right.
Because everybody's walking around lacking health and having health issues, and the care that we get is more about treatment and the perpetual treatment and what I call the treadmill of treatment. And once you're in the the arena of getting on that treadmill of treatment, as we've expressed with the different medications, it's sometimes very, very hard to get off. And it's, you know, I personally get frustrated by all of it. And the people that come to see me, they're typically at the end of their rope, and they're just like, you know what, I got to try something completely outside of the box. And as you know, because as long as we've been friends, and the things that I've done to help you and your family members, et cetera, yeah, it's about getting to the source of things.
Well, but it, you know, it hasn't always been this way. This is really a relatively recent development in terms of what healthcare is. You don't really see, I mean, until the invention of probably antibiotics, you really didn't see the amount of prescription medications that are being offered now today. I mean, if you went to the country doctor, you would probably be, you know, given some, you know, rest and drink plenty of fluids and, you know, you get over whatever the sickness is, but you weren't necessarily put in onto a lifetime of treatment.
Correct. And you know, I understand the philosophy. I understand the business model. I understand the whole mentality of if you made this much money last year and you make the same money this year, then you're actually failing. So you have to make more money this year than you did last year in order to consider yourself a success. And that's blatantly obvious in the healthcare industry because, you know, they keep making more and more money. They keep making more and more profits. But also what they don't seem to acknowledge all that much unless you're dealing with an attorney is that you get to see these commercials of class action lawsuits against pharmaceutical drug companies or device procedure people like the mesh that they put in for people with hernias or women's pelvic issues and that kind of stuff. And you know, so there's these class action suits, but they say you gotta get in touch with us quickly because you may get closed out if we move forward without taking on your case kind of thing. And so I just find the whole system of healthcare to be really ridiculous, to be very much backwards and things not the way that they should be. I mean, I think that we were never intended to be sick. And the fact that we get sick and the fact that it's so common for people to be sick and to have multiple sicknesses and to have chronic sicknesses for long periods of time just seems completely ridiculous.
But isn't that just a factor of the fact that people live longer today?
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, there was a time back when both you and I were younger. You're a little bit older than I am, but back when you and I were younger, there was this thing called adult onset diabetes.
Right.
And they don't talk about adult onset diabetes because now we're finding children as young as 9, 10 through their teenage years to where they're able to burn out their pancreas by that time in their life. And it's like, okay, so now it's just called type 2. There's no such thing as adult onset.
Right. You didn't get until your
60s. Specific to adults. And it's like, okay, so what's going on there, and why is it a problem that nobody seems to be concerned with? Because they're making lots of money off the quote, care for that.
But they've also
condition.
Been narrowing the range of what is considered normal oftentimes. So I know that particularly with blood pressure, it used to be, you know, high blood pressure was probably 150 over 110 or something like that. And now it's 130. So they keep lowering the numbers of what's considered to be acceptable.
Right.
And then you get on a prescription medication much earlier in the issue of having your blood pressure somewhat elevated.
Right. And what's interesting is the fact that it used to be, you know, if your diastolic or the lower number of the two numbers was 90 or above, you definitely had to be put on medication.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to medicate those who were 80 and above because they're saying that they're pre-hypertensive. They're headed towards having hypertension, so we want to get in front of this early. And the question that's never asked is, how does the medicine stop a person from developing high blood pressure? All it does is it just keeps the blood pressure from showing up as high. But if you go off the medication and then you take the blood pressure again, it's going to be back high where it was. So it's not really fixing anything. It's addressing the effect, but it has nothing to do with understanding the cause or addressing the cause.
But isn't the effect of having high blood pressure consistently over time that it would damage your arterial system and your circulatory system?
It is, and it's... So let me give you an analogy. You have a leak in the ceiling of your house. and every time it rains, your floor gets wet. So you come out and you dry the floor every time it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep drying the floor every time it rains. How's that fixing the problem?
It's not. It's
right.
Just,
so you need to actually fix the hole in the roof, fix the hole in the ceiling, maybe replace all the stuff that got damaged because of the water leak, and then you don't have to worry about drying the floor anymore. Well, the same thing with blood pressure. Blood pressure is a byproduct of what goes on within your adrenal system and how the kidneys are processing things, and we've talked about this in the past, and not wanting to make the show about blood pressure, but knowing that your adrenals aren't responding appropriately to stress causes you to conserve too much sodium and causes you to conserve water with that sodium, which drives your blood pressure up. And when the stress has passed, assuming that the stress passes, in our society today, we're constantly stressed, so the stress never actually ends. Then, you know, when the stress passes, you get a hormonal exchange that goes on that actually gets rid of the excess sodium and helps you conserve potassium, which brings things back into balance. The challenge is that we're not doing anything to help regulate that. We're doing something to block that response from happening by taking these chemical medicines that interfere with the body's ability to do its job. Now, if the warning light in your car goes off, it would be the equivalent of taking a piece of tape and covering up that warning light so that you can't see it anymore, because you didn't deal with the reason for why the warning light was on. You just simply didn't want to see that the warning light was on, so you masked it. You covered it up with a piece of tape. That's exactly what happens when a person takes cholesterol medication or blood pressure medication or diabetes medication or pretty much any kind of medication.
Well, it would seem like another analogy might be your car is burning oil. And so what you do is every time you stop for gas, you put more oil in it. So the car keeps running, keeps probably damaging itself. But then eventually you still have not, as you said, dealt with what's the underlying problem. Why is it burning oil?
Right. Just invest in oil and you'll be fine with your car. No. Why don't we figure out why my car is burning so much oil and fix that?
Yeah. So it's a very different thing. I mean, the medicines are treating the symptoms so that the symptoms don't show up. And the symptoms, it's in the case of blood pressure, would have its own damaging effect. But you're not dealing with bringing the body back into health. You're only dealing with keeping the body from creating this other damage as a result of what you have, of the condition that you have.
Yeah, in hopes of eliminating the damage from the condition that you have really fixing the condition.
And then getting other problems because of what you're doing to treat the problem.
Right.
So, you know, I know that you maintain that being healthy is a birthright. And that if that's true, wouldn't it also be logical to think that health care should be a birthright?
Health care in the sense that people's ability to understand how to care for themselves and maintain their health, I think that's something that we as a nation, we as a species of individuals, need to be given that understanding so that we can exercise our birthright to be healthy. And I don't know that our government is doing that at all. There's not a lot of education out there that is promoting how to be healthy and how to stay healthy. Everything that we've seen has been rolled into, and do we repeal and replace? Do we allow it to stay? This whole government healthcare thing
but
that
who,
we have going
who
on.
Who even knows what's happening with the healthcare system? The whole question.
I would say certainly not the people in the government, at least not outwardly. My personal theory is about our government is that they created a two-party system to create divisiveness within the government. It's an us versus them mentality, and behind closed doors, they celebrate sticking it to the American people by making them pay more for basic services, as we've just discussed, in an effort to keep everyone struggling unless you have enough money to be part of the process. Now, when Trump was elected, he had all these plans, especially the repealing and the replacing of our current Obamacare, and after getting educated and indoctrinated into the political system, being a non-member when he was elected, health care got tabled, and we still have no solution. And they mislead us, all the American people, until we finally start hearing rumbles about making a deal, and then the American people, in fear of going without health care, pretty much will accept whatever new deal they float out to us that they, quote, negotiated, and we will continue to pay more for whatever they shovel us in the end. And at the end, it will continue to be crap because they talk about, you know, what are we going to do about this healthcare situation? And I think that they're asking the wrong question. The right question is what are we going to do to get people to understand how just simply to be healthy and not actually need a system that treats disease and keeps people stuck in disease?
Well, I think there's a, you know, I think there's a misperception amongst a lot of people because there are the things that happen like accidents where you need a crisis intervention.
Absolutely.
Like an emergency ward.
Absolutely.
And that's a really different situation than the ongoing, everyday, day after day health that you're talking about.
Right. How long have we been battling heart disease, Mark?
As long as I can remember.
Right. And how much closer do you think we are? Do you think people are developing less heart disease?
No, they seem
to be. Are
they
developing more?
There seems to be more. I mean, it's the second biggest cause of death, I think, or the third.
Right. And okay. And
you know, what's really curious is that the first is the medical industry is what's causing people coming down with dying from medical intervention.
You go into your medical doctor for care. You do what the medical doctor asks you to do, and you're 100% correct. That is the number one cause of death in this country is following your medical intervention. And just putting that totally aside, because I'm not really interested in going in that direction today, but I'm interested in helping the people, the listener out there, to appreciate the fact that we have to understand what health is and we have to take control of our health, because government health care is never, ever, ever going to make us be healthy, because they have too much skin in the game as far as financial benefits. If they're investors in the pharmaceutical industries, what the average person doesn't understand is the Center for Disease Control is a for-profit organization.
Hmm.
They actually make money to stay in business, which means that we're paying something that allows them to keep their doors open. Now, I don't have a problem with having a center that is in charge of making sure that diseases don't get out of hand, but I wish they would actually also put out some information that would help the average consumer understand how to never get sick.
Well, that's a great question. How do you never get sick?
Well, you have to understand what health is, and you have to have good health practices, and you need to eat quality food, and you need to exercise, and you need to get proper amounts of sleep, and you need to have balance and harmony in your job and in your home and in your relationships, and you know, all the things that are the basic things that most people learn by the time they go to nursery school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to breathe properly, you got to drink enough water, you got to eat real food, and you got to, you know, create a balanced, harmonious life. If you're a Tai Chi practitioner such as yourself, you know the importance of balance and flow. And if you are living a Qigong lifestyle where you just live in balance and harmony with your environment, then you won't have any issues. Why? Because there's harmony. There's no counterintention. There's no struggle going on. Why? Because everything's working together. And you know, in a two-party system where one says, well, this is what's true and this is what we're fighting for, and the other party says, well, we don't see that as the truth. We see that the opposite way, so this is what we're going to be fighting for. And it's interesting because I essentially spent 30 years living in New York, and I moved down to Pooler, Georgia a little over 2.5 years ago. And in the 2.5 years that I've been down in Georgia, I listened to, you know, the perspective that goes on down there. And not that I'm a Republican or a Democrat. Politics to me, poly meaning many, ticks meaning bloodthirsty parasites, is my definition of politics. And I just think that the politician's job is to make sure that the people are being taken care of in a better way. And I don't care about their politics and their argument and whether it's this particular person's perspective or that particular person's perspective. I think that their job is to sit down and hammer out a deal and to make something that's going to be agreeable to, in the best interests of, the people that they serve, and not make us have to settle for some contrived argument that's going to drive the prices up and create more divisiveness within the country.
Well, I think that, you know, that the orientation that you're talking about of trying to direct things towards health, towards balance, towards harmony, is a direction that is not commonly being taught.
Right. And I think that's a problem. I think that should be the focus of what goes on in healthcare. What does it take to be healthy? Not what does it take to treat the diseases that you're destined to have because of what we've set up as a system. When somebody eats food that has been totally stripped of all of its nutrition and they sell it as a hamburger in a $3 meal of some sort, which is what you see the commercials touting, okay? And they make it sound great, and the people that are promoting it, you know, I'm sure they're making a decent living by being a on-television personality of sorts to sell this burger, that chicken, this whatever it is that they're selling. But if it doesn't have any quality nutrients in it, and you're chasing it with a soft drink, okay, you're not absorbing any healthful standard nutritional ingredients, which means that your body's going to have issues. And the thing that I find most interesting is statistically, you find these fast food restaurants it's more common to find a fast food restaurant like a McDonald's, like a Burger King, in areas that are underserved. Well, those are the people that need the best nutrition because they're underserved. But they can't afford good nutrition, and they don't offer them good nutrition. And so what does that do? That keeps the healthcare system, keeps the doors open. You know, it's interesting in up in New York where I used to live, where I go up to every month for a week, there's a company that opened up a bunch of different large clinics. They're like mini hospitals. Okay, and they're all over the Hudson Valley. And I remember when they first launched their program, their healthcare costs were very reasonable. And they got a whole bunch of people to subscribe because their costs were less than the average health insurance was. And guess what happened a year later?
The prices went up.
They doubled the premiums because now they figure you're trapped in their system.
You're in the system.
And it's like, okay, so everything is about profits and none of it is about educating people and giving them the understanding that they need to just simply exercise the right that was given to all of us simply by being born, which is the right to be healthy.
The right to be healthy. Well, this is a very interesting topic, Dr. Rick. We need to get into it even more deeply, I think, in our next segment. But before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. To get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Or to email me directly, don't text me, please. Email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you're currently dealing with regarding your health. And today, Mark and I have been talking about our healthcare system. And Mark, I'm sure you got more ideas of where we should be going and what
we should be discussing. As we ended at the last segment, we were talking about the fact that health should really be a birthright. But what about healthcare? Should that also be a birthright?
Not necessarily. My perspective is if we teach people how to be healthy and live healthy lives, the cost of healthcare should be minimal. Paying for a checkup to confirm you have done the right thing and that you are healthy is much more cost-effective and much more beneficial than telling people that they're sick and they need these and that and the other thing procedures. What we have now is they give us the screening for free as part of what we've already paid for by having health insurance, knowing we will all have issues that require treatment, not correction, mind you, but treatment that costs lots of money since they set up a system to make sure that we all fall into that category. And I personally feel that the system that we have is criminal because they're selling us one thing that we absolutely are going to need to have because of what they're doing on the other end that makes us have to exercise that.
Mm-hmm. And I think I remember you saying that in China the model is completely different, whereas you only pay the doctor
You pay your doctor when you're well.
When you're well, not when you're sick.
And when you're sick, the doctor must not have been doing their job correctly, so you don't have to pay the doctor again until the doctor's gotten you back to wellness, because that's the purpose of going to the doctor, is to be well.
Mm-hmm. That's a very different perspective.
It is.
We don't think about going to the doctors about being well. We think about the doctors.
Well, they're trying to
wrong.
Entice us, as they call it a preventative plan, or they have you come in for a wellness checkup that's paid for by your insurance, mm-hmm. as part of the insurance plan that I just alluded to. And they know that if they screen 10 people, that 7 out of those 10 people are going to need more service. So it's good to give away the screening, because they're going to cast their nets out into the ocean, and they're going to get a whole bunch of fish brought in that they're going to require some sort of care. And then, cha-ching, there you go. We're making money again.
So we're really dealing with a situation where the system is about health insurance, not about health care.
Yeah, the situation is about making sure that people have health issues that justifies charging them for health insurance, which is going to keep the people who benefit from using the health insurance, meaning the doctors and the facilities that accept insurance, so that they can get maximum benefits if they know how to code things the right way. This particular code will make a profit of $500, but if we know how to code properly and we put this code in, then we could make $5,000. And if you have a coding expert that knows which is what and how to code it and how to set it up so that you end up in that channel as opposed to ending up in the cheaper channel, then you're going to be making lots of profit. And at the end of the day, the patient is just a means to an end. It's not the focus of the care. The focus of the care is making sure that they keep their doors open.
Well, I think one of the things that is not well understood is that if you're using your health insurance, you're thinking, well, my health insurance is paying for this. But actually, it's not true, because we're all paying for everybody's health insurance is what's really happening. And
right.
So when that gets used at the excessive rate that it's being used, then it all ends up on our bill for the health insurance premiums we're paying.
Right. And at the end of the day, when they discovered that roughly 40 million Americans weren't paying into the healthcare industry, they decided to mandate that everybody had to pay. And they put, you know, if you didn't have your healthcare information on your tax return, then you would get hit with a penalty. And the penalty was, you know, $800-$900 or whatever it was. I don't remember. I know that I paid it, because I don't have health insurance myself. My health insurance is my way of life. And guess what? I don't get sick. I don't have health issues. You know, I may get soreness if I go exercise in a way that I'm not used to exercising, but at the end of the day, I don't get colds. I don't get flus. I don't get fevers. I don't get, you know, digestive issues. I don't get reflux. I don't get skin. I don't get any of the things that people get, even if those people who have them come into my office and I help them get rid of them.
That's really interesting. But I mean, once again, there is the crisis intervention component of having insurance, so that if something disastrous was to happen, like you're in a car accident.
Right. You want a catastrophic care policy. It's interesting, because my family used to debate with me or pressure me or encourage me to go get health insurance. And they said, well, what if you have an accident? I said, well, if I'm in my car, that's what my no-fault insurance is for. It's mandated that I have to have the insurance, and there's a policy that goes along with it. So I'll let them pay for the care, because I've already paid for that to happen. Well, what if you get hurt on the job? Well, that's what workers' comp insurance is for. Okay. Well, what if you get hurt while you're in your house or out in the yard? Well, that's what homeowners insurance is for. And it's like, we have all these insurances that cover us in case something happens, and yet all of them seem to be redundant, and all of them seem to be going away. I mean, there's the scuttlebutt about how Medicare is broke. Medicare's been broke for a while, but mm-hmm. how Medicare is going to run out, Social Security is going to run out, and the fact that you and I have paid into a system for our whole work career, and now that we're getting up to the point where we're within 10 or 12 years from qualifying for Medicare, 10 or 12 years from now, Medicare probably won't be here. And okay, so I paid into a system that I don't actually get the benefit of anymore. And it's mm-hmm. like, all right, so what's all that about?
I mean, yeah, this whole notion that we're talking about is the difference between what's a mandated kind of health care that you need, because, you know, like you, my parents were always very concerned. You have to have health insurance. That's like the most important thing. It's like almost more important than having food on the table. And for some people now in this country, it is really a question. Can you have...
Do you have food?
Food,
or
do you have insurance? Do you have insurance? Or do you have food, or do you have the medications that you're required to take? And if you're hooked on those medications because you're in that cycle, It's a process to get back to health. If you're in this cycle, we were talking the other week about gallbladders and people having their gallbladder taken out. So there are health consequences to any of these things that you do. You need to be able to then find your way back into health. And if you can find your way back into health, then you can start to diminish what you're having to do in terms of intervention.
Right. And teaching people what health is, how to be healthy, how to maintain their health, and how to grow old gracefully so that you're not having organs removed or joints replaced or different types of interventions to help make an organ function better. Oh, we got to replace a valve, or we got to replace whatever the particular circumstance. We have to take your thyroid out, or whatever the situation happens to be. It's like, well, why do we get to a point in our country with all the technologies that we have, with all the education, with all the access to the understandings that we have, why do we end up still having health issues? Well, it's because the average person doesn't know how to be healthy and to maintain their health. And the government knows that the average person is lazy. And if you want to get the government involved in all, the government should probably do a better job at making sure that there's certain mandated educations that are given to every person. I remember when I was in high school, we took two different healthcare classes. We took a health class, I think it was in 7th grade, and we took another health class, which I think was in 11th grade. And they were supposed to teach us how to be healthy and what health is. And at the end of the day, the class itself was more like an elective than it was something that really mm-hmm. mattered against your overall GPA. It was just something you have to take, and everybody passes it because everybody's been given the information, but nobody understands how to apply it. I see relatively educated people who have college degrees or even higher than college degrees, having health issues. And when they sit with me in my office and I explain some basic things to them about their health, they're like, wow, I never knew that. And I'm thinking, that's fascinating, because you have a high degree of education, and yet you don't know the basic things about how your body functions, et cetera. And so it's fascinating to me that, you know, the concept of now the government taking over our healthcare and doing something that's going to, help the masses of people never get sick, I just don't see that happening.
Well, it's not the way we were taught from very early on, that, you know, that the doctor takes on the role of being the God person that has the real understanding and knowledge, and that whatever the doctor tells you to do, you follow those instructions. And what you're suggesting is that people take responsibility for themselves, that you can do things to cultivate your own health as right. opposed to relying on other people.
Well, that's just it. It's my health. It's mine. I need to take care of it. I need to understand it. I need to monitor it. I need to cultivate it. I need to increase it, because it's my health.
So, and your process, what you do that's different than what's going on in the typical Western medical situation, is that you offer that kind of education, whether it's through the radio shows that we do, or the information that's available on your website, or the time that you spend with your patients, either in a free class or in visiting with them, to bring that sort of education out, which even if you bring it out, it doesn't mean that it's received.
Right.
I mean, you can tell people what they need to do. And some of the things that you're able to do now after 30 years of being on this path for yourself, those took a while to be able to even for you to get to do. It's
Absolutely.
Not like you just started there. And
that's the thing. It's like if you look at the journey that I've taken as far as my health goes, the health I had back in my 20s was significantly poorer than my health today. Mm-hmm. But I've spent the last 30 years making sure that my health problems that were developing weren't going to be a detriment to me. And my whole perspective is, and I think every doctor should be this way, is if you're going to be the one doling out the advice, you better take your own advice and look at the picture of health. Rather than, you know, you go into a doctor's office and the doctor looks more sickly than you do, and they're telling you what you should be doing, when in fact they don't follow their own advice. And I find that hard to take the advice of somebody who doesn't look to picture a health themselves.
I have had many occasions where I've gone into a doctor's office and the doctor looks very unhealthy.
Right.
On the other hand, I've been to acupuncturists where the Chinese doctors are smoking like chimneys.
Right.
Well, this is a really good conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about this whole idea of government healthcare and what healthcare really is and what you can do to, you know, cultivate your own health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my little contraption that's sitting in front of me called my cell phone. Pretty much goes with me everywhere I go. The phone number for that is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me. Please don't text that phone because it doesn't receive texts and I'll never get back to you. But you can email me and I'm happy to respond to that. That's at docrick@spineboy.com, D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the health concerns that you have. Now, today, Mark and I have been talking about our healthcare system, government healthcare, the purpose of health insurance, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sure you got more questions, Mark.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the purpose of health insurance. I mean, isn't that so that everyone is covered and then that spreads the risk out on so that any particular person that might need medical intervention is covered?
Well, that's the theory, Mark, and the execution of that theory is completely flawed, and many lives are ruined and bankrupt when they develop an inevitable health concern. And I say inevitable because the system is designed to make sure that a person does get sick, does have health concerns, and will require lifetime treatments or radical costly interventions. And so, you know, yes, I understand that they want everybody to be in the pool, and they want to share the coverage with everybody so that it drive costs down, but at the end of the day, those costs aren't going down. Those costs are going up, and people's hospital bills are going up, and the cost for mucus retrieval system in a hospital stay, which is known as a tissue, actually, it's like for a box of tissues, you'd be surprised what they charge for a box of tissues in a hospital.
It's amazing to you see know. What the charges
you should,
are. Yeah.
You should bring your own tissues with you when you go to the hospital. Therefore, you won't be billed for a $40 box of tissues when you could get a lifetime supply for $40 at Walmart.
No kidding. So why have we become so dependent upon medical intervention? Are we just getting sicker?
Well, we've become so dependent upon medical intervention because of how the system is set up. If they continue to feed us completely refined and processed food, or what I call crap food, genetically modified organisms, if the Monsantos in the world are still using pesticides and herbicides and those sorts of things, which have a thing called glyphosate, that is damaging and cancer-causing in the body, et cetera. If we continue to take medications that disrupt our microbiome, if we continue to use the sugars that we use in our diets, et cetera, then it makes it very, very hard for our system to stay balanced and stay healthy. And as a result, over time, we're going to develop chronic health conditions like your diabetes, like your heart disease, like your high blood pressures, like your cancers, like your autoimmune diseases, etc. And I personally feel that we don't have to end up in those boats. I feel that if you teach a person how to take responsibility for their own health, they will do the right thing. Everybody's going to need some type of intervention just because of the nature of how we live our lives, the stress that we have, the kinds of foods that are available, the fact that we think that if a regular sized meal is good, it's better if we supersize it for, you know, 50 cents more kind of thing. We need to get rid of that kind of mentality.
Well, is getting educated enough?
It's a start. You have to be educated to know what the right decision is, okay? And you can get an education through book learning and through practical, exchange of information and understanding, like sitting in a classroom and getting a formal education. Or you can go to the School of Hard Knocks, and you can go out into the world and struggle through whatever and learn what it means to be healthy, et cetera. It's like, okay, touch a hot stove, you'll learn very quickly to never touch a hot stove again. I mean, it's the law of consequences, et cetera. And, you know, I think that with the technologies that we have and the ability to communicate and share ideas, et cetera, that we should have educational systems set up to make sure that people are given the basic understandings of how to be healthy and how to maintain their health and how to take care of their health. And that's what my health class was about when I was in high school. But I left high school without some basic understandings. How to balance a budget, how to make sure your checkbook, which a lot of people don't use anymore, just make sure your bank account is balanced and working the way that it's supposed to. I remember I had a flaw within my checking account when I was in college, and I went to the bank to complain because they said I bounced a check, and I said, that's absolutely impossible. So the lady says, like, she's going to find something wrong with what I'm saying. Do you have your check registry? I said, absolutely. I said, here it is, and I handed it to her, you know, the one that you used to keep track of. And she looks at it, and she's like, oh, my goodness. I said, what? She says, you balance your checkbook to the penny. I said, yeah, shouldn't you? So that you know exactly what's in your checking account to the penny? I said, I didn't balance a check because my checkbook is balanced. So we went and we looked at the check that they said had balanced, and there was a transcription error by the person who was entering in what the amount of the check was. Instead of it being $36, they put it in for $63. And yeah, that took more money out of my account than should have come out of my account that I wasn't aware of. And on their end, they said I bounced a check. So she was very apologetic. But I remember her being absolutely flabbergasted over the fact that I balanced my checkbook to the penny.
Right. Well, I mean, when you say that it's more than just education, I mean, education is a first step to know, you know, what's going on. But then by the same token, so many of the things that we talk about and what you need to do in order to be healthy are the things you learn by the time you're in kindergarten.
Right. And again, it's just about emphasizing the basic rules of life in terms of how to be successful and how to have successful outcomes. And, you know, guess what? You shouldn't do that because that's going to lead to negative outcomes. Okay, well, good. Let's emphasize what that looks like. Okay, good. If you don't have to show me the devastations of cancer in order for me to make better health choices, okay? But you know what? Sometimes people need to see that. Mm-hmm. I remember going through different classes where they would show us pictures of the different diseases, and I remember being like, you know what? I will never allow myself to get to that place, ever. And who allowed this particular person? How come there wasn't any intervention? I'm reminded of a story of one of my good friend's girlfriend at the time. She was having issues with her left breast, and she kept going in, and the doctor says, no, nothing wrong, nothing wrong, nothing wrong. And finally, she developed overnight, she developed a growth that was like the length of the tip of my pinky had grown out of the edge of her areola on her left nipple. And she walked into the doctor's office and opened up her sweater and said to the doctor, you'd think that's a problem now. And he was like freaked out. Oh my goodness, that's a huge problem. And she's like, I've been telling you about this for 5 years, and now you finally think that there's a problem. And ultimately she had to go through what she had to go through treatment wise, but she was trying to be in front of the game And she was being ignored the whole way because there wasn't anything. And that's that goes back to what our healthcare system is about. They treat full-blown disease. You have to lose 60% of normal functioning in order to have a symptom. And the doctors will only talk to you if you have a symptom that they can verify through some kind of testing. So if you're at 50% of normal functioning, you don't have any symptoms, you wouldn't go to the doctor. But yet your body, that particular part of your body is functioning at 50% with no symptoms. I want to keep the body as close to 100% as possible. I don't want to manage my body at around 35, 40, 45% for the rest of my life. And that's the misunderstandings and the lack of education that we have in our society. People need to understand these things that we're talking about today and things that we talk about every week.
Right. I mean, what happens is people get on the treadmill of treatment. And for a lot of people that get on that treadmill, I think they think there's no way off. But there is.
There is, and it's interesting because I get new patients all the time where, they, you know, I had a patient once who was taking a thing called Ambien to help them sleep. Now, it says in the commercial, it even says on the medication, don't take this for more than 2 weeks. She'd been on it for 7 years.
Oh, my goodness.
7 years. Okay, who dropped the ball there? Okay, they didn't give her the understanding because I'm pretty sure as conscientious as she was, had she known that she shouldn't have been on it for more than 2 weeks, she would have said something.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept going back to the doctor, and the doctor's like, okay, so this seems to be, you know, taking the edge off. Keep doing it. And it's like, you know, when you come into my office, I want to know what kind of medication you're taking so that I can review it with you so that I can make sure that you're actually doing something that's going to be beneficial for you, not just simply mask a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my job as a healthcare provider, and I think it's the job of all healthcare providers, to teach people how to be healthy, how to maintain their health, and how to never, ever have dis-ease.
Well, let's take, again, if you're dealing with somebody who has disease, who's under the care of a physician, can you work with somebody in that situation?
Oh, absolutely. That's 90% of my patients. They're tired of what their medical practitioner or what the medical treatment is not getting as a result. They're tired of taking the pills, and they want to get off of that treadmill. So they come to me, and I work with them. I try to work with their medical doctor. What can we do to improve their health? I had a gentleman who, 3 months ago, he had his cholesterol taken, and it was up at 315. And his doctor's like, oh, you have to go on cholesterol medication.
Mm-hmm.
He says, do me a favor. Let me work with this for the next 6 weeks. And he went back 6 weeks. He called me up. He said, what do I need to do? I told him what he needed to do. He went back 6 weeks later, and his cholesterol was 170.
So right in
with
the
no
normal,
medication.
No medication.
And his doctor was absolutely impressed. He says, good for you. You were able to do that. But the doctor didn't ask him what he did. There would have been no way that I would not have asked that question. What did you do to pretty much cut your cholesterol in half?
Right.
Over the course of 6 weeks, what did you do if it wasn't medication?
Well, that's, you know, it's just one of many stories you have, and you have so many of these stories of people who have come to you who have had health problems, who have been facing a lifetime of medication, and you've helped them either reduce the medication significantly or completely get off of it. And if somebody out there is listening to the show and feels like they would like to have that opportunity to find out if that's possible for them, what's the best way to reach you?
As we've been giving out the whole show, my cell phone number, that's the best way to get a hold of me, area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I'm going to be the one answering the phone 99% of the time. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. That is my private email. I'm the only one that sees it. I'm the only one that's going to respond to you. It's not a staff member. It's not anybody like that. It's me directly. So come to a free healthcare class, stop into the office, get a hold of me, whatever the case is. If you have a question, if you have a health concern, if your health isn't the way that you want it to be, if the health system is not supporting you to be healthy, if you have to be given more and more medication as you continue to grow old and you're not growing old gracefully, please take advantage of giving me a call. Come sit with me, and I will help you get back to health and back into the game of life, and I would look forward to it. So I want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you tuning in. I believe that's all the time that we have this week. I would ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you. When Your Health Matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill. You know how one is best.